Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Get this show on the road.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I hope everyone had a good week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mine started out okay, and then I was assaulted by an oral surgeon.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is serious, and this is from the heart. I'm truly disgusted with the whole profession of dentistry.
Keep your hands out of my mouth.
I'm literally over it.
No more.
We'll discuss it a little bit more in a bit. But yeah, I've had a week. Anyway, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. As per usual, I am joined by the usual suspects. I got my blushing bride, Stephanie, across the table from me.
Yes.
To her right and across the table from me also is my boy, Ty Ginn, who just snuck in here under the wire.
Hello.
So how are you? My man.
I am.
Yeah.
You are.
You are.
We need to have a
you
guest
You are my sunshine.
Soon.
My only sunshine. I'm thinking about having the new guy, Thomas, come in. The guy that's basically was hired to eventually replace me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 27 years old. But he's a smart kid. And he's super nerdy, I guess. I say nerdy only because he is into a lot of things that I would never ever be into. So my immediate response is, oh, what a nerd.
Well, what kind of nerd?
All kinds of stuff. He's D&D, you know.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, you got to.
That's
meet,
pretty regular now.
You got to meet my son. He knows a lot about sciencey stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know. He knows how electricity works. You know what I mean?
It's magic.
So, yeah, right. Well, he knows stuff that I don't know. But so anyway, I was thinking about having him on the show. So maybe I'll invite him. I still want to get John and Cindy Connor here on the show.
Yeah. Right. I was just looking up. So he's considered Gen Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our kids are...
Yeah, so he's only 27. So
millennials.
He's a child.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. You're eight years older than he is. Yeah.
How horrifying is that statement?
I don't like it.
I know.
Can you imagine how old I feel around him? You know, and I'm telling him all these stories, and I'm not looking at him when I'm telling him these stories, and I'm just imagining him just rolling his eyes like, Jesus Christ,
you,
old man.
Right, right.
Get over yourself.
Cool story, boomer.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I keep waiting for that to come.
I'm Gen X.
Cool
Thank
story,
you very much.
Boomer.
Right. He's a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gen X.
Mm-hmm. And then the new admin, she's only 21. I mean,
what?
She's
so what is that? I don't even think that's
running
Gen
a daycare
Z.
Over there.
We're like running a daycare over there.
Who are all these children?
I know, it's like it's crazy.
And who are their daddies?
Right.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Hold on. Got me all worked up. Now my lungs are failing. Here in the last 30 seconds, I got lung cancer.
Yeah.
My lungs are failing.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
anyway.
It's the Novocaine.
Right. It's the Novocaine drip still happening. Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you guys want to chime in or play along with the show. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening, as we always do. And if you want to help us with the heavy lifting, please feel free to help us out. A call is great. Text is a lot of times considered even better because we can keep the show going along, and I can respond to your text messages as we go. And it's fun that way.
It's fun.
Yeah. 727-804-5891 is the number if you're so inclined. So that's that. Let's see, where are we here? All right, so
oh boy, the heavy sigh. What does that mean?
Off to a good start.
Yeah, yeah. So,
happy hour.
So I was back at the dentist slash oral surgeon on Wednesday to have old number 31 extracted. And if you're not familiar with the lingo, that means it was a molar. And there, I don't know if you know this or not, Ty, but all your teeth are numbered. And I had old number 31.
Just like your days.
Yeah, right. I had old number 31 extracted on Wednesday.
Probably shouldn't have had your wisdom teeth removed. That, you know, that's why you have wisdom teeth.
Well, you know, the thing is, I still have a wisdom tooth in there. Right
is it
next
on
to,
that side?
Right next to old number 31.
Oh, cool. Well, maybe it'll come in.
No. No, my wisdom tooth, I've been told forever, don't touch it. Because instead of growing up, it grew parallel to my jaw.
Well, maybe.
So it was like underneath old number 31.
Well, maybe yeah. Now it will rise to the occasion.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. I'm not looking for any
nice
more interaction. I'm over the whole dentistry thing.
But this is why you have wisdom teeth.
I guess.
Because.
Well, that's why I'm so wise, because I still have one.
I have all of mine.
Do you?
They all came in.
Did they?
Yep.
Nice. So you have. So I was looking at the chart the other day.
Big brains.
And they said that I had to have 31 taken out. And on the chart, they had X'd, you know, what I thought would have been 30. And I said, whoa. I said, what about, it's this one. It's the last one. She goes, no, that's your wisdom tooth.
Oh.
So your wisdom tooth would be number 32 on that side, on that bottom side. Anyway. So anyway,
okay.
I had old 31 extracted on Wednesday.
Be glad you have them all. Because,
yeah.
You know,
good to have some backups.
Exactly. And Dad and I aren't exactly killing it on keeping the teeth in the back.
No. I don't know if you guys, if you've been listening, you kind of know the sort of saga that I've been going through, this whole dental ordeal. Three different dental professionals told me that old number 31 could be saved with a root canal. So several weeks ago, I had my first ever root canal. If you've never had one, well, they're aggressive. it's something that it's you know,
it's a thing.
It can change you. It can change you. Anyway, went last week after a couple, you know, couple weeks post root canal. Went last week to have a crown made for old number 31. But turns out old number 31 is now cracked to the point where she can't be saved. She can't be saved. So, had to have it removed. Old 31 put up a valiant fight, though. She had to be taken out in four pieces.
Oh, my God.
At one point, Ralph, my oral surgeon, had his knee on my chest, his sweat dripping on my face and mixing with the tears running down my cheeks.
Like the good old days.
And this was after 8 shots of Novocaine.
Yeah. I'm 2 days post-assault, and I'm injured, both physically and mentally.
Well, one of them shows.
I believe I have a textbook case of dental PTSD. Mm. Here's the kicker. Yesterday, after all this, I received a text message from my original dentist saying that I have a cleaning scheduled for August 21st. On Monday, I'm canceling. I am over the fingers in my mouth. I'm over the pain that I'm have. I mean, literally, I'm two and due for another Vicodin today. Dealing with this pain.
It's going to be a fun show.
It is going to be a fun show.
I mean, truly. I mean, I was thinking just right before the show started, you know, maybe I better pop another one of those Vicodins in because it's starting to
rub his face. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, boy,
I don't understand the whole, I feel like at this point, you know how when you run into a kid and you're like, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And if they say, oh, I want to be a dentist, you just got to slap the crap out of them. Say, what do you want to be, a crepe? What's wrong with you? Monster, you ghoul. You're going to be a ghoul. You're ghoulish. What's wrong with you?
Rudolph.
Spend your whole life
Herbie.
With...
Herbie. Spend, he wants to be a dentist.
Spend your whole life with your fingers in people's mouths and causing pain. And I mean, literally. I mean, I'm 2 days out, and I've had teeth pulled before by this same man. And I don't remember being this sore. Now, maybe as you get older...
No, I think it had more to do with the condition of this tooth.
Dude, they took it out in four pieces. Yeah. It was an ordeal.
It exploded? What did you do?
It cracked to the point, it cracked all the way through. So they took the one side off. Then they took the other side off. Then there's drilling involved. A lot of drilling. I'm like... You're taking out a tooth. What are you drilling? There's drilling involved. And then they had to take out both roots individually.
It didn't come out whole. Like, no. Mine came out whole.
My other ones came out whole. They took this out in four. Dude, I'm telling you, when I say he had his knee on my chest, I'm not exaggerating. He was working it. I'm just going to wiggle this a little bit over here. Oh, there it comes.
Nope, left some behind.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and the nurse is going, you're doing such a good job.
Just crying.
Tears running down my face. What have I done? What did I ever do to deserve this?
It feels like the end of Clockwork Orange.
It's so bad. It is so bad. I'm never going back to the dentist for the rest of my life. If anybody ever says to me the words root canal, I might just kick them right in the nuts. No, don't even start with that shit. Stuff. You know what I mean? Don't even start with me. I'm not doing it.
So should I cancel your dental insurance?
Yes, I'm never going again.
That's it. It's over.
Well, here's the thing. Well, thank God we do have dental insurance because I was adding it up. So if you followed this whole saga listening to the show, I originally went to have the tooth taken out. Then 2 dentists convinced me, oh, we can save this one. We can save this one. You need all the teeth you can get. You're already missing 2 on the other side, you know. So we can save this one. So then I go get the root canal. That guy was like, oh, yeah, you got to save this one. So gives me the root canal. Well, in the end, I was adding it up yesterday. And after today, getting the prescription for the pain meds and the antibiotic, I'm at like $500 for this tooth.
Well, that's I was thinking it was more like $1,000. So
no, I'm like $500 in on this thing. Thank God we have insurance, because I mean the root canal alone was like $1,700.
Oh my God!
You know, we didn't. We only paid almost $300 for that. My portion. You know, it just. It's ridiculous, man. It's a whole, it's a
all
racket.
Right, so we'll keep the dental insurance because you still clench your teeth.
I do. Yeah. Anyway.
Get a mouth guard.
Well, they were telling me, they were like, well, what do you think the issue is? And I said, well, I clench. And they were like, oh yeah, that's not good. So maybe we should fit you for a mouth guard, a night guard. They said a night guard. I said, well, the thing is, I don't do it at night. I do it during the day.
Well, you probably do it all the time.
And they're like, well, why do you do it during the day? And I said, well, because I get angry. I get angry and irritated, and I tend to clench, you know. So
all the time.
You know, all the time. I'm sure at one point all my teeth are just going to turn into dust. You know, but.
So, yeah, we need to keep the dental insurance.
Yeah, I think so. Bay City, Michigan. All right, everybody.
Nope. Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. I don't know who that could be from Bay City, Michigan.
Maybe, but if you're a real caller, call back.
Well, text us.
If you want to buy a house, I don't know, mine, Ty's.
Well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't that have gone through?
I'm wondering, can it tell? Can your computer tell if it's a... No, because we've gotten scam calls before.
Do you still have to pay for the crown? So... Who was that? No, this is a text. I think this is from your mom.
No, thank goodness.
No, I don't have
but
to pay
have to pay for that dentist appointment visit.
Right, but here also. Oh yeah, $130 for that.
For that visit, yeah. Even though
to,
he
for
wasn't
them to tell me they weren't going to be able to put the crown on.
The crown.
And here's the thing. If I don't cancel that cleaning 48 hours prior, they're going to bill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they let you know that right up front. You right. need to let us know if you're not coming. So otherwise you will get billed. So why didn't that call come through the computer?
I don't know.
Weird.
Do you want me to test to see?
Yeah, you call me.
Aliens.
I don't know what's happening. I have the thing up. See what's going to happen here.
Let's see what's going to happen here.
My phone shouldn't be ringing. It should be ringing through the computer. So, I mean, I can't. Let me see if I answer this. Steph?
Oh, yep. You answered.
Okay, but maybe I just need to turn the volume down on my phone.
Right.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Let me do that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll figure this out. We just started this whole thing.
Trial by fire. Yeah, we just started this whole thing. How long have we been doing this? 10 years.
We're new to this whole thing. Anyway.
It's an experiment.
Yeah. It is. It's all an experiment.
Every week it's a whole new thing. You know?
There's always something.
Always a twist. Let's talk about birthdays. Milton Howard Pat Patterson turned 85 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Your grandfather and your father turned 85 years old yesterday.
85.
His gal pal Barbie, 78 today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Barbie.
Happy birthday, Barbie. Mm-hmm.
Here's another one for today. Today is also the birthday of Joe B. Joe Bordeaux, head honcho here at Radio St. Pete. 74 years old today.
Happy birthday, Joe B.
Happy birthday, Joe B. Right? Here's one from earlier in the week. On Monday, Barack Obama turned 64 years old. Andy Warhol would have been 97 on Wednesday. He passed away at the age of 58 in 1987. Jerry Garcia would have been 83 last Friday. Hard to believe that he passed away 30 years ago.
Wow.
I know. How crazy is that?
Wow.
30 years ago, Jerry Garcia. How crazy is that? Let's see. We have a few more special birthdays coming up next week, and we'll talk about them next week.
Next week.
Yeah. So let's see. This is kind of cool. Tomorrow night, if you're looking skyward, you'll see a full sturgeon moon.
What does that mean?
Well, what's cool about it is that the moon, for the first time in history, will present itself in the shape of a big fish.
Big fish, okay.
but here's something else. It's the last full moon of summer.
Ah,
good.
Not here in Florida, because we could do summer until December. So
right.
You know, but for some people, it'll be the last full moon of summer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
And it's supposed to be like super close or look really big.
Well, it's supposed to start doing its thing tonight. And then Saturday and Sunday, you're going to get two really good views of the sturgeon moon. Now, it's supposed to rain here all weekend, so I don't know how much we're going to be able to see. Yeah, who knows? Let's see. Looking forward to next week. The Little League World Series, one of my all-time favorite things to watch, starts next Wednesday, the 13th, and then wraps up on Sunday, the 24th. And I think we said last week or the week before that old Donnie said we can't have the team from Venezuela.
Right.
Because he's not happy with them. So those little boys are not going to be able to participate in the Little League World Series. I mean, what a jerk.
Yeah.
These kids are 10 and 12 years old.
I mean, they'd probably be safer staying at home anyway.
Yeah, probably.
With how things are going.
I guess.
I love the Little League World Series. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Oh, big thunder.
Done.
Well, folks, and I always give this. If we are, we have a storm coming our way. If we do lose power, stay tuned, because we will do everything in our power to get back online as quickly as possible. So
right. Yeah. We lose.
Let's hope it's not a total loss.
And right. If not, jazz music.
Jazz music.
It'll switch back
or,
to
or
the
something hokey folky.
Banjos.
It'll switch back to the station, right. But if you lose us, that means you know, we either lost power or internet. And
yeah, something.
We'll do what we can to get right back.
Yeah. So let's see. Keeping with sports, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers kick off the preseason tomorrow night at Ray J against the Carolina Panthers. Game time 7:30 p.m. Go Bucks! So I don't know.
Is this where we figure out whether or not we're going to be able to watch the games?
Well, I don't know where they're going to air it, and CBS is one of the channels that we do get with our new package. So hopefully,
we'll test it out and see.
We'll see.
You can watch most of them on Hulu.
Little League World Series as well.
We don't have Hulu.
How do you not have Hulu?
We have Netflix.
You might be able to do it on the Prime.
Amazon Prime. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll try to figure it out.
And they have all the sports.
If not, we'll go to JP Tavern.
I think you can also get it on YouTube, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like you're trying to sell it to me, and I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, go Bucks. South Park's second episode of this season dropped on Wednesday. If your name is Trump, Vance, or Gnome, you were pretty much torched.
Did you watch it?
Not yet.
I've seen a lot of clips from it, and it looks pretty brutal. If you thought the first episode was bad, this one is right up there with it.
Oh.
And I got to think that Matt and Trey, the guys that do South Park,
they have upped their security.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, but keep your heads on a swivel, because I hate to see you guys heading on down to Alcatraz.
Or Venezuela.
Yeah.
Or on a flight to Venezuela that ends, you know, with an empty plane.
The the clips that I saw today, Kristi Noem was pretty much torched.
Good.
No, she's despicable. If anybody deserves it, it's her.
We need to watch that.
Yeah, we'll watch it this weekend. Yep. So that's
Kevin coming over this weekend?
Yeah, I think he's coming over tomorrow.
Well, we'll coordinate.
Yep. We will coordinate. We'll all dress the same. We'll coordinate.
Well, okay. Yeah, we'll all dress like Kevin.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know who Grady Judd is, right? The sheriff over in Pasco or whatever it is.
Polk County.
Polk County, the outspoken one that always feels like he has to give a news brief that make it.
He gives a news brief, I think, every single morning.
He likes it.
He loves it.
Well, he thinks he's a celebrity. But anyway, he came out the other day and said he was pretty pissed at ICE. Because ICE apparently is trying to recruit his officers, and they're all offering them $50,000 sign up bonuses, and if they have college loans, they're offering to pay off the loans.
They're poaching. ICE is poaching. Right.
And it's not just here in Florida; it's all over the country.
Yeah,
that they're doing this. But of course, Grady Judd. Comes out, because he's so outspoken anyway, and said that he was less than pleased with ICE about this whole situation. And I get it. I did hear the other day that ICE is actually having a hard time with their recruitment because they are losing people I guess ICE agents are like, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now ICE says, okay, you have to be at least 18 to join ICE.
Oh.
But they took the age cap off.
Yeah.
So you can be anybody as long as you pass the physical.
Oh,
you
know, so they can hire over 55.
Right. So that's where it's going. I think ICE is probably going to be a thing of the past here sooner than later.
I think there's probably
a lot of them that are like, this is not what I've...
Go the way of Doge.
Pretty much all the United States hates us.
Yeah.
Except for the MAGA morons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're the only one that, they're the only ones cheering for us. Everybody else is like, we're Nazis, we're the Gestapo, that kind of thing. So hopefully here soon, ICE will be a thing of the past. So that's one thing.
Well, it's good to hear that their recruitment is down.
Yeah, way down. And apparently they're losing a lot of people. So that's that's another thing. What?
I was just thinking about Big Balls got beat up. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Well, Big Balls, who is a influencer, what is he?
He worked on the Doge or whatever.
Okay, right. So he got beat up in Washington D.C. And now Trump is basically saying we're gonna martial law in D.C. because it's unruly here in Washington D.C.
Because he got carjacked.
The only thing unruly in Washington D.C. is you, jerko. You know what I mean?
The headlines for this were amazing, though. Everyone had a good time with it.
Big balls
beaten and bruised.
Big balls beaten and bruised. That's classic. I like that. And what if they were like summer low balls? Summer low balls beaten and bruised.
What timeline are we in where this is a serious...
This is a serious event.
It's so crazy. This is the...
What episode of South Park are we in?
What has happened to our country? It's like... we're all like in a dream state. It's like, is this really happening?
And you know that, out there somewhere, someone was all like, no, not Big Balls.
he was great.
They beat those big balls up again.
Big balls beat bloody.
Damn it. Yeah. Anyway, we should take a break.
Yes.
We've been prattling along now for about a half hour. We're going to take our first break, and I'm going to play this song by Frank Zappa. This is one that Ty requested earlier in the week, and I said that I would give it to him. It's called I'm the Slime.
Dedicated to Fox News.
Dedicated to Fox News, right. So dig this. We'll be right back. Okay, well, we're back, and that was I'm the Slime by Frank Zappa. Ty requested that earlier in this week. Basically, trying to put the message out there that, you know, Fox News, our president, all the stuff that's coming out of their mouths that they're putting over the airwaves, it's all just a bunch of crap.
It's bad.
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross.
Slime.
It's not good, man. Not what? Good. Yeah.
When did he write that song?
Oh, that was back in the 70s.
That's an old one.
That's from his Apostrophe album. So that's old. Old.
1977.
77, yeah.
He was a prophet.
Mm-hmm. And nothing has changed.
No.
It's only gotten worse.
It's gotten worse in almost 50 years.
What's funny today is, you know, we spoke earlier about my new guy at work, Thomas, and I said, you a Frank Zappa fan? And he said,
who?
Who is that?
Who?
I said, oh my God.
You damn kids.
Yeah. So anyway.
Listen to some good music.
Right. So then he goes, I've been listening to this band and I can't even remember. He couldn't remember the name either, but it was like, he said it was Cajun something, but then it wasn't Cajun anything. It was something weird. Anyway, and he goes, this is really good. He said, I'm going to play it for you. So he puts it on his phone and he plays it. And the whole time I'm thinking, this is the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what was it?
It was bad. It was so bad. And it was, and he's singing along to it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this makes it even better.
What kind of song was it?
Well, okay, so it was, so the music was like rock and roll. So like a pretty heavy guitar, that kind of thing. But then all the singing was operatic. You know what I mean? So it was like, what is this? And it was like Cajun, but he said it was Cajun something. Then he said it's like it's not Cajun, it's Cage Mall or Carmage or whatever the hell it was just ridiculous. It was terrible.
I don't know about that.
It was bad.
Good.
It
wasn't good. Yeah. It doesn't. But anyway, sound he doesn't. Like it's in your wheelhouse.
I was hoping that I would at some point today I was going to be able to play him some Frank Zappa, but we never got to that point. But I was going to be like,
show him some guara.
Let me show you a little something.
Oh, right.
Mm. A little guar.
Yeah. Right.
Set him right.
When do you say they were coming? November?
Yeah, I think November.
November?
Oh, I forgot Guar. To look that up.
Right. You're
showing up on that meteor.
Yeah, right. Let's see. One of the things that this week, the press corps caught Trump walking around on the roof of the White House.
Do a flip.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do us all a favor. You know what I mean?
Jump.
Right, and he's basically up there saying that I'm up there seeing how I'm going to spend my money for America, right? I'm going to spend my money for America. And I guess he's trying to...
What are we buying this asshole now?
Well, the thing is, he's talking about... Dad just said, love Frank. Thanks, Ty. That's from your grandfather. But anyway, he's trying to pass this whole new ballroom off as if he and donors are going to pay for it.
Right.
Which is complete crap. Complete crap.
Taxpayer right. only.
And then he jokingly says, oh, yeah, well, we're gonna put nuclear missiles on the roof. I'm looking for a place to put the nuclear missiles on the roof. Mm. You know, that kind of thing. And at the same time...
Can they aim down?
Yeah, right.
Old dementia Donnie.
Right. At the same time, the transportation secretary, whatever his Duffy, I guess his name is, he said that his next mission is going to be able, be to put a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Oh,
Well, they've also got to take down that satellite that's giving them numbers that they don't like.
Well, they're not happy with the International Space Station. So they're thinking about taking that down too, because it's, you know, maybe we're not, maybe we're spending way too much money on this thing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, they don't like the numbers it's giving them about climate change, so they're like, no, bring it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you give him numbers that he doesn't like, you're fired.
You're fired.
I mean, what was
Fake
it?
News.
Earlier this week, he fired the Labor Statistics Commissioner, Erica McFenton-Farber, or Fenton-Farberger, whatever her name is. I can't read
Frau Brooke.
Yeah.
Yep, well, Frau Brooke. Her numbers were bad.
Yeah, her numbers were low, and he felt like she was giving those numbers erroneously to make him look bad, you know. So, fired. Just fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The numbers are what the numbers are.
Right.
North Korea.
So now, all the numbers that are going to come out now are all going to be numbers that he makes up.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's what it is. I saw a video of him. He's already got these big poster boards in the Oval Office that he's holding up with graphs of this is where the numbers really are. And it's like,
okay, bud.
Okay.
So who overnight? Yeah. Overnight they came out with these new numbers, or, you know, where's this coming from?
Wasn't he also demanding a new census?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! That's a big thing. That's a big thing. That's actually.
Why are we counting the illegal people?
I guess the censuses happen like every 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're only halfway into that 10 years, and now all of a sudden he's demanding a new census.
Right.
And it'll probably happen.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Listen, nobody seems to be able to say no to him. Nobody seems to be able to shut him down. And that's, to me, is the most disappointing part about our government in general. It's like, at some point, you got to be like, no, dude, no, just no.
Just a bunch of overpaid cowards.
Absolutely no. You're not doing it. You know, he allowed Mike Johnson to send the Congress, the House, and all them away so they wouldn't be able to vote on releasing the Epstein files.
Yep.
My biggest fear with the Epstein files is now, you know, they're not coming back into session until September.
Yep.
Well, what's going to happen in September? You know how news cycles go.
Mm-hmm.
1 week, everything's hot and heavy. The next week, what were we talking about last week? You know what I mean?
Well, there's so much going on.
In September, let's...
The bombardment of madness.
We need to keep the pressure on this whole Epstein thing. You know, they talk about, and I saw this quote the other day, and it's talk about, you know, people like his supporters would be like, oh, well, all that's been redacted. Well, you do realize that if it was redacted, that means he's on it.
Yeah, he was in there.
Yeah. They don't redact it if he's not on it. You know, that means he's on it. Dummies.
That means it wasn't about Biden.
Right, right. It wasn't about all the people that you were hoping it was about. Mm-hmm. It's about your boy. Your boy's effing it up.
It's all a joke, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
It's crazy.
I'm glad that...
Moving to Canada.
I'm not as... I've been able to distance myself.
Yep. I've been trying really hard to just stay away from my phone.
Right. But I signed up, and I have to look and see. Later this month,
mm-hmm.
I signed up to join the League of Women Voters.
Nice. Okay.
Here, the St. Petersburg chapter.
What does that mean? What do you do?
They get together. They send out questionnaires to people that are running for office.
Right.
And they, you know, gather information about candidates and
community.
Exactly.
You're not going door to door and stuff like that, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't want
you bothering anybody.
No. I won't bother anybody except for the people that I get to bother.
Right.
No, but it's it's a great organization. I've used information from their website for years when, you know, I don't know anything about candidates.
Right.
You know, not every...
Well,
what school board, you know, somebody running for the school board.
Right.
You see their signs, but you don't know anything about them.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you find out they're a pedophile or something like that.
Yeah. Right. You know. So
all too common now.
Mm-hmm. I've used their website to read about the different candidates for different positions because I've seen their name, possibly.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what their stance is.
Right.
And if you fill out the questionnaire, number one, if you don't and submit it back, you're automatically not in my consideration because why aren't you answering questions to the League of Women Voters that the other candidates are?
Right. Yeah, what do you have to hide?
What are you hiding?
Why aren't you being, you know, forthright with you know, like these other people are?
Right.
You've got obviously something to hide.
With your credentials, mm-hmm. with your motivations, what your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to joining.
Okay, cool. Maybe they need t-shirts or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
The League of Women Voters t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they're trying to take away the woman's right to vote again.
Yeah.
We're going back to suffrage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we need t-shirts.
Yep, we do. What do you think about this whole gerrymandering thing that's happening in Texas? And I guess it's it happened in North Carolina as well.
Oh, it's happening here.
Yeah, they're talking about doing it here too.
So they're moving what the voting lines or yep. the districts and yep. that kind of thing, so as not to allow black and brown people to be able to vote.
Exactly.
How does that even work? How
seems very American.
How are they not? How does it take away their ability to vote?
It doesn't.
See, I don't understand the whole thing.
It doesn't take away their ability to vote.
Right.
But it puts them in sections where they are the minority. They disperse them.
So they voted, but their vote doesn't really count?
Well, it's taking... It would be like taking a Democratic area. What do they call it? What am I trying to say? If they historically, this area votes Democratic,
right. Yeah.
They'll take that and they'll divide it into pieces so that
they don't have as many Democratic votes?
10%, they'll draw a new lines, so that they're watered out.
I think it affects the Electoral College.
Something.
It does.
It must. I don't know. I don't completely understand
it. Which, that's a scam, too. So.
It's ridiculous.
If you have, all right, say this box is blue.
But all those people that are in that box are still able to vote the way they want to vote.
They're able.
So what are you saying is that now all of a sudden their votes won't count?
If they're surrounded by red,
mm-hmm.
then... What they do is they take this box and they cut it in half.
Right.
And in a quarter, and these go here, these go here, these go there, those go there, so that they're a smaller percentage. So that county, that voting area would be red.
Okay, so what they're doing is they're just taking a percentage of the number of votes, and then that's what each county gets to post.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're changing the lines so that it leans more red
mm-hmm.
than
that's crap.
The actual districts.
Mm-hmm.
It's crap. It's absolute crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got it going on down here in St. Pete, too, so.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that, you know, let's not let up on the whole releasing the Epstein files.
Release the Epstein files.
Yeah, and I heard somebody today on
shut down ICE.
I heard somebody today talking about, you know, everybody keeps talking about the Epstein list, and she says, the thing is, everybody keeps calling it a list. It's not a list. It's just a lot of information.
Right.
It's not. It's more of a like a diary sort of thing. It's not a list. That, you know, there's going to be names throughout, but it's not like all of a sudden they're going to release these pieces of paper that have all these names. Bop 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 bop.
You can't tell me
right
that with the events that he hosted, the events that he threw, that there were not guests.
Well, they're saying that his victims are in the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, Trump
logs.
Has admitted that for 15 years, he was his best friend. He didn't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
He didn't know anything about any of this. Mm-hmm. For 15 years.
But he was invited to parties.
Right. And pictures.
And pictures. Yep. And mm-hmm. flew on his private jet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think when I think of the Epstein list,
right.
I'm thinking of invitations that were sent out. And, you know, like you send out an invitation to your wedding
yeah.
and you ask for an RSVP. Who were the people who actually came?
Right.
There are lists yep. of people who attended.
I think probably when it all gets shaken out, it's all going to be almost like the Diddy parties.
Right.
It's like you're invited to the party, but if you stay late enough,
Well, I mean, Diddy was his Padawan.
Yeah,
because Diddy's in a lot of those pictures too.
Yeah, right. I think if you stayed late enough to an Epstein party or even a Trump party,
yeah,
you stay late enough, it's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. There are things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want it to go away a lot like everything else goes away, and yep. it's like, oh, what happened to that?
Right.
You know. Because I think this might be the smoking gun that we
need.
Yeah, need. We need it. We need it. Anyway. Let's see. Dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, this is something. This is another Trump thing, and I think I'm going to leave him alone.
Never.
But
yeah, never.
He's now saying that he will hold back federal emergency funds to states that boycott the Israeli companies. And it's like... It's just another distraction to keep people's mind away from the Epstein files,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's like, what does that even mean?
Right.
I mean, you're saying that you're going to refuse emergency funds to Americans.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable.
You're blackmailing your own people.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, I saw something where he was telling Japan that they need to build their cars in America.
They already do.
I'm pretty sure they already do.
They do.
Yeah.
There are plants in like Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. A lot of like Honda.
His dumbness is astounding.
He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't. It's astounding. I mean, every time I hear somebody say he's a genius, I'm like, are you kidding?
Compared to what?
A genius at the word salad.
Have you heard him speak? The guy's an idiot.
He can throw more bizarre words together. And
his gift is that when he starts running his mouth, everybody glazes over because they're like, first of all, their first thought is this really coming out of his mouth? And then they're like, they go into a whole different realm. It's like, who is this guy? How did he get here? And da, da, da. So they're not hearing anything that he's saying. They're just completely glazed over.
This, that, and the other, and bigly, and great.
It's just unbelievable.
We're super, and eggs are free, and
anyway,
so is gas.
That's all my Trump stuff. So that's it. Take a deep breath there.
I know.
Shake it off. I want everybody to stand up. Shake your arms around. Shake your legs.
Do your best. Right. What do they call that? The air guy? Nah, wavy? Mm-hmm.
It's called the woolly bully. Woolly bully.
And then do a little dead bug if you feel the need.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on your back, kick your arms and legs.
This was a horrible story I heard out of Bibb County, Alabama, where those kids were locked in this basement. I mean, kids as young as three locked in this basement by like a whole group of people, of these horrible adults. And they were locked in this basement, chained to poles, chained to chairs, chained to beds. And they were basically sex trafficked.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these kids were raped several times a day. Just unbelievable. It's like, what is happening? What?
There's a lot of pedo stuff going on.
Who are these people? I mean, who are the people that do this? And the thing is, it's like, okay, you caught these people. You know they were involved. Why do we have to deal with a trial?
Just boil them.
They're done. They are done. They are done.
There's nothing you can say.
No, and there's no fixing them. There's no fixing them. I mean, that's one of the things I've always heard about pedophiles. There's no fixing them.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got it, they got it, man. You know, I don't get it. It's terrible. But that whole story out of Bibb County, it's heartbreaking. It's like, oh my God, what is going on in America?
Right.
Nothing good.
Yeah. Not cool. Not cool at all. Hey, one of the things I saw that was sort of positive is in Washington State, medical debt will no longer appear on your credit reports.
Well, that was supposed to be true nationwide.
Right.
And I think that's one of those big Trump signatures that he did.
That sounds too woke.
Yeah. I think medical debt went away from your credit report several years ago. But he did the big signature to put it back.
Mm-hmm. Jerk.
Yeah.
Just because.
I don't know.
We need a better health system in America.
We kind of just need to let it fall apart and start over.
I'm starting to feel that way, too.
As long as I'm not falling apart at the same time.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't want to end up in the crevice of...
I mean, we're in it.
I know.
So, years ago, I was a pretty big fan of Howard Stern.
Yes.
And Howard Stern, probably, if you're thinking about radio and the way radio is today, especially the way talk shows work and the ins and outs of interviews and things like that, Howard Stern was a trailblazer.
Yes.
For sure. So then I saw this thing the other day that said, was Howard Stern fired from Sirius? And then I looked into it, and Howard Stern has not been fired from Sirius.
His contract.
His contract is up this fall, and Sirius is going to make him an offer a lot less than what he's going to want. And they're going to, you know, stand pat to that. This is it. This is all we're willing to offer.
I mean, he's already got to be a billionaire.
For sure.
So he doesn't care.
For sure. I think he makes $100 million a year. It's unbelievable. I mean, think about this. When he went to Sirius, that was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And at the time, they were paying him $100 million. 20 years of $100 million. You know what I mean?
He's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing okay, you know. And I don't know how old he is. I think he's probably, I think he's like, he
71.
71. So he's like 10 years older than I am.
And he's worth an estimated $650 million.
See, I would think it'd be a lot more than that. I mean, he's been making $100 million for the last 20 years, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I mean, at 71,
yeah,
you're worth $650 million.
Right. What do you need?
What? Okay.
You've done it. You've yeah. done it. Forever, people are going to know who Howard Stern was. He, you know, it's
and
he,
go he's, live your life. You're young enough yeah. to still go do, yeah. enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it. I think it's time. I think it's time. I used to always, I loved the Howard Stern show. I always thought that he was a great interviewer. He always had great guests on the show. Still does. There were a lot of the antics that he did. I mean, he was the original shock jock.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then he sort of got out of that whole, I know, shock jock situation and became more mainstream, and I don't know. He's done it.
He's written a book.
I mean,
there's a movie.
He's been in radio for, I mean, 40 years? More. You know what I mean? So it's done. You got a ton of money.
Go live your life.
Go do your
Have
thing,
fun.
Man. Yep. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and during the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos. And these promos, do yourself a favor and check them out, because there's a lot of great programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine. Check them out, because there are music shows, talk shows, that kind of thing. And all of these shows happen tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. Check them out. You might find something that you're really going to dig. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay. Scarlet Begonias by the Grateful Dead and sung by Jerry Garcia, who we mentioned earlier in the show, would have been 83 last Friday. And, well, I don't know, amazingly enough, 30 years ago is when he passed away.
Crazy.
30 years ago.
Now, I love the Grateful Dead. Yeah. I love their music. Mm. I wouldn't jump a fence at Lion Country Safari. Just sneak into a show.
That's one of the craziest stories ever.
I'm just saying, throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's one of the craziest stories ever.
I can. That's the only thing I can think about anytime I listen to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, Steph's brother Scott is he's a character, and I was a young Marine in the Marine Corps, and I was in a new relationship with this young lass named Stephanie. And I was introduced to her brother from Ohio, and he came out and he wanted to go to the Dead show that was close to where I was stationed.
Right.
And
at Lion Country Safari,
right? And it was like, oh, just take me down. I'll get in. You know, that kind of thing.
Take me down this dark road, yeah. And I'll jump the fence.
Well, I'm thinking he's gonna. I don't. We didn't take him down a dark road. We took him to the. We stopped on the highway, and it was like, you know, you could see where people were like going in.
And he's like,
he
oh,
just jumped the fence.
I'm gonna jump this fence.
Broad daylight. This is Lion Country Safari, dude.
I'm like,
what? You know,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He got out of the car, jumped the fence. We drove away.
Yeah, whatever. We'll never see him again.
Whatever.
And then we went and picked him up.
We went and picked him up.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are we?
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Grateful Dead, I was not the biggest Deadhead in the world, but I've seen them that I can remember four times. I may have seen them a fifth time.
But he doesn't recall.
Right.
Which happens a lot, I hear, at Dead concerts.
Always an experience, always something. I've never been ashamed to say that I went to a Dead show. Always something really cool. I remember this one Dead show where we're in the thick of it. in Bob
and
Weir,
if you know, you know.
Yeah, Bob Weir is standing as close to the edge of the stage as you can possibly stand, and they're playing. I can't even remember what they're playing in the background, but he's reciting "The Raven" by Edgar Allan Poe, and it was like, what's happening?
It's too much.
It's too much. My mind is going to explode.
Freaking out, man. Yeah,
freaking out, man. Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
We shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. How are we getting home?
Home? What's home?
We're sleeping in the parking
lot
tonight.
We're just staying here. Yeah, right. It's cool.
I'm all of a sudden feeling very aware of everything.
Oh, man, my stepbrother, Little Joe, he and his band of gypsies would work for 6 months, save all their money, buy a beater van, and then travel the country following the Dead. And they would live like gypsies. They would go into stores and buy cases of soda and cases of beer and then sell, you know, like a beer for $5 or whatever it was in the parking lot to pay for their tickets.
They're stringing, you know, beads.
Yeah, they're stringing beads. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff,
shirts.
Right? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a whole different. To me, I always thought I couldn't have done that. I don't know if I could have done that. But when I think back on it, it's like, what a great experience that was. You know, he was in his 20s. You know, I mean, what are you doing?
No wife, no kids.
Yeah, right. No wife, no kids. Let's just travel the country and follow the Dead. You know?
I could have picked a better band.
Well, I mean, that was it. You know, I mean, the thing about
the
Dead was
the culture of the band.
Right. Yeah, I mean, tonight you're in Colorado. Tomorrow night you might be in Detroit, you know, so you're traveling,
but,
you know.
It's a hell of a drive.
Yeah. But
you're traveling with all the same people who are doing the same thing.
It's like a whole big hippie caravan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Anyway, you should reintroduce us and
all right,
give
folks,
out
so
the phone number
we're
again.
The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Here in the studio, I got my blushing bride, Steph, and our boy, Tygen. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. We are now in our third segment of the show, and we're already halfway through the third segment of the show. So, yeah. Unfortunately, folks, the second half of the show always goes by really quick. So
really quick.
Yeah, if you're looking to get any knowledge from us, you really have to pay attention.
Don't be looking.
It's going to be coming at you.
Don't be looking
fast and furious.
Don't be looking to get knowledge from us.
Don't ever listen to this show looking for facts or any big knowledge. Nothing. Yeah. We're probably the dumbest show on here.
We're giving out food for thought you need to explore.
If you're
yourself.
Listening to this show and you haven't gotten it by now, this show is basically as if the three of us here in the studio are sat down at some pub for a happy hour and we're just talking about stuff. We don't know the facts about nothing.
It's just what
this
we,
is what I heard.
It's all hearsay.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is. And all of you listening, you're just a bunch of eavesdroppers.
Yep.
Listening to our conversation.
But we
and that's
love
all right
you.
With me.
We love you eavesdropping.
Yes, we do.
Such little food for thought. I think your brain was anorexic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Now,
and that's why we give the number, 727-804-5891. If you've got any nuggets of information that you want to share to, or to correct us,
no,
we will not be offended.
Keep your nuggets to yourself.
Nuggets to yourself. Yeah.
We don't want any, you know, fact-checking.
We don't want your stinking nuggets.
We don't want your stinking nuggets, right?
Keep your 2 cents.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah. So this is a story, and I always love seeing these stories because I one of the things I hate probably more than anything else in life are trophy hunters.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I absolutely cannot stand somebody who feels like they have to take down a majestic animal to make them feel like their penis is larger. You know what I mean? It's just
what it's all about.
Truly, it is. It's why you get the big truck. Mm-hmm. It's why you get the big flag. It's why, you know, now all of a sudden, I killed a grizzly bear. I killed a majestic elk. I killed a majestic tiger or lion. Da 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 da.
Cool.
Anyway, cool. Yeah. Anyway, one of these jerk offs.
Way to be dominant.
Yeah. One of these jerk offs recently met karma when he was in South Africa hunting, and he was going after a what do they call it? It was a buffalo, but they called it, what did they call it? It was a
like a wildebeest.
A cape buffalo. And this thing weighs a ton. It's huge. So he's stalking it. I guess the buffalo said, "What are you doing, buddy?" And gored him to death.
Cool.
Yeah. Karma.
Right.
That's what you get.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, I mean, what exactly?
So did the buffalo take his head and mount it on, you know, the tree?
I hope he didn't mount it. I hope he just took his head and he's just kicking it around the desert.
Oh, or
wherever,
yeah.
Wherever he lives.
Using it for kicking
it around.
Ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just jerk off, you know. I don't know. I don't understand the
look
concept.
Look at my prize.
Yeah. I've never, you know, there's a lot of people that will argue, you have to hunt. You have to, you know, call the herd, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, how do you know that?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
How do you know that?
It seems like you're making up excuses to kill things.
Yeah, right. Weird exactly. Enough. And it's just like, I mean, the same thing, the same sort of mindset with dentists.
They're same
just
people.
They're just looking to inflict pain on people.
Yep.
They're sadists.
Just evil.
They are evil. You know, it's like this is, you know, I may have gotten picked on as a kid, so I'm going to become a dentist.
Yeah.
I'm going to yank stuff out of people's mouths. I'm going to put sharp, pokey things in people's mouths.
I have
I'm
the
destroyed,
power now.
Ty. You can see I'm destroyed by this whole situation.
Yeah,
right?
you've been scarred.
This is the PTSD coming out.
Yep.
This is it. This is what it is.
He acts like...
I cried for an hour in the closet earlier today.
Naked.
Naked.
He acts like...
And ashamed.
He went to see dentist Steve Martin.
Right.
In, what was that? Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors, right. Yeah. Just use the dull instruments, and hopefully they're rusty.
The dull, heavy ones.
Yeah.
And I've been to said dentist, and he's
very nice.
He's very nice. He's as gentle as he can be.
He really didn't. He did not put his knee on my chest, and he wasn't sweating on my face like I said earlier. So that was all for the show.
That was just your anxiety. Gripping you like a straitjacket.
You were having a mild heart attack.
Yeah. A hallucinatory experience.
Debbie Dan Gray says, "I got it. Stuff is fun. LOL. Is she making fun of us?
I don't know.
Well.
Wouldn't you? You know he would.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Anyway, karma will come and get you if
eventually
you're doing bad things. One of the things that I wanted to mention is Mom and I the other night, Ty, and I think you may have caught the tail end. We watched the OG Jaws movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was that 1975, 1976 when that came out?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it still holds up. I mean, it's still, you know.
Nothing has changed politically
you know, still, you know, gives you the fear of being out there, you know, in the water.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't understand the people. You know, it's like I saw this video of this kid the other day who here in Florida got bit on the foot pretty bad, you know, and I'm like, that would be it for me.
Yeah, dude. Just don't go out.
He's like, I can't wait to get back in there. I'm like, yeah, you know what, dude?
You didn't learn anything.
The whole thing, you know, get back on the horse. You know, that's a cute saying.
That's for horses, not sharks.
Get back on the surfboard. That's kind of, you know, horses don't eat you.
Typically,
you know,
they'll bite you.
I don't trust them either.
I've actually been bitten by a horse.
I've been bitten by a horse.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Jaws was 1975, so I was 8 years old.
Debbie Dan
and quite impressionable.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Dan says, "No, you guys are my Friday happy hour." So that's good.
Aw, thanks, Debbie. We love you.
Yep.
Can't wait to see you Labor Day. And I had such a great time with you last weekend.
Oh my God, it was so wonderful because Mom was out of the house all day.
Just like when I was gone for a few days a month ago. Yeah. Dad's gaining his independence back.
Debbie has really risen on my ranking of best friends. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
And I've seen her in her underwear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a picture of it somewhere.
Oh my God.
It's in our wedding photo album. She was my maid of honor.
Yep.
There were shenanigans. Oh, Ty. What do you do when your parents met in a bar in Tijuana, Mexico, with a lot of tequila involved?
Yeah.
It only keeps getting better.
Hold on, Ty. Let me see if I can find something.
We have a different expectation of life.
Well.
Let me see if I can find something for you, Ty. Oh, here. Here.
What are you going to... Hold on. Let me get the bell ready.
This is the night that I met your mother.
Yes. In Tijuana, Mexico.
You didn't run?
I know. What was
I'm
it?
The cutest one at the table.
Are you kidding?
You look baked.
I was baked.
It shows. You don't even have your eyes open.
Well he never I does.
Rarely
in pictures.
Do in pictures.
But that sweater.
Yeah, it's the sweater.
It was the sweater.
Anyway, so.
And the jeans.
So. We watched the OG Jaws the other night, which was it was fun to revisit that whole thing. I guess earlier in the week we watched the new Happy Gilmore movie, Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes.
And yeah, look, I had heard some bad things about it. I didn't think it was as bad as everybody said it was.
No. You were asleep.
It's not a great what?
You were asleep.
Well, yeah. Well, I usually sleep through a lot of them, but from what I remember.
Dad said, oh, I heard it's terrible.
Yeah.
It was no worse than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, basically, it was the same movie.
It's an Adam Sandler movie.
It's an Adam Sandler.
What did you expect?
What are your expectations? Mm-hmm. You know, some, you know, political drama?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a fun movie. It was a great watch. Great cameos.
Oh, they had like 50 cameos.
Great people. You know, it's fun. It's fun. Life should be fun. Movies should be fun.
My phone says I have like 5 text messages and I can't find any of them.
Fun movies.
I'm probably not going to see it because it has Post Malone in it.
You don't like Post Malone?
You got a thing about Post Malone?
Yeah.
Is it the face tattoos?
He's like a greasy coloring book.
He is gross.
I got no time for that.
Oh, don't be so judgmental.
No, he's gross.
Well, that's fine.
He's gross.
Watch the movie. It's a good movie.
So Jamie Alley says, listening in on our drive home, always a staple for our road trips. We made the summit of Grandfather Mountain, and no one died.
Oh,
hey.
Good.
Hey, drive careful. Drive very careful. Please be careful. Thomas and Jamie.
And so Thomas didn't try to hug any of the...
Any grizzly bears or...
Bears whatever, or right? Bigfoots. Or...
Yeah. Anything...
Yeah.
Larger than him with fur.
Deborah Angria, we are fun. Yeah. Let's see what else do I have here. Don't really want to revisit the dentist experience, but I'm so glad to know that the evil dentist didn't really put his leg on your chest to hold you down. Yeah.
It didn't have to go that far.
Right.
This time.
Deborah Angria just texted Naked Gun 2. Was silly too, and that's one that I wouldn't mind seeing as well because I dug the first one. So
I liked that one.
Yep. All right, so we're already there.
I know.
Our next break
here it is.
All right, cool. Folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is a little ditty by the Kinks. It's called Beautiful Delilah. We'll be right back. Okay. Beautiful Delilah by the Kinks. I don't know. I was picking music yesterday evening, and I was like, I ran across that one. I was like, I dig it.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. I dig it.
Throw it in.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. So we played it. Anyway, folks, we're back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. This is our fourth and final segment of the show. It goes really quick, so pay attention. And I don't know. We'll see what we get into here in the next few minutes. When will you, like, officially consider yourself old?
Not yet.
Not yet. Now I'm 3 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now 61 years old. And there are things that I know that I cannot do like I used to do.
Right.
So in my mind, there's this whole thing. It's like, oh, my God, you're getting old. But also in my mind, say I play this game with myself. It's like, okay, you could let yourself go at this point. Right? Or
have you not been doing that?
Or you're still young enough to do something about it. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around, is trying to, what am I gonna do to sort of, I definitely know I need to start stretching more. I need to do something with...
you should probably drink some water.
I don't know. There's things that you can do, because I think you get to a point, like if I got to where I am now, 61 years old, and just shut it down, I would become really old really fast.
Right.
And I don't want that.
No.
So Ty, you're 35.
Yeah.
When I was 35 years old, I thought I was the cock of the block, man. I didn't think that I was, you know, I felt really strong. I mean, look at you. You're really strong.
Yeah, but it's not how it used to be.
Well, yeah, but see.
I already feel different.
Yeah. Well, let's.
Well, and maybe it's not a bad thing.
Well,
it's you're...
It's not a good thing to just let yourself go.
No, I don't think. Definitely not. Mm. But I think some of this helps us make some better choices.
I see videos all the time, you know, and it's people my age and even older with these workout routines and stuff like that. And I'm like, what kind of time do you have?
When are you doing this?
When are you doing this? You know, I wake up at oh dark, you know, mm-hmm. and by the time I've spent all day out in the, you know, 90 degree weather, I get home and I'm like, I'm not messing with that.
You know? Such privilege.
Yeah. Well, what exactly is your life? You know, so Debbie Dan Gray says never. She's not ever going to grow old. So.
No, I agree. And as long as you don't, I won't either.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird. It's, you know, you get to a certain point in your life and it's like, you know, it's like even with my teeth issues, I never thought I would have teeth issues because I was that kid that never had a cavity.
Right.
You know what I mean? I always thought that, you know, you go through life and you don't have cavities, you're probably going to have the greatest set of teeth that's ever been, you know,
right
in anybody's head, you know. I mean, because I have friends and family members that you know, have all kinds of metal in their mouth and mm-hmm. They've had bridges, they've had root canals, they've had this, they've had that. I've had one root canal, but I'm missing three teeth.
And he's still never had a cavity.
I've still never had a cavity, you know.
Nothing so, lasts forever.
You know, the clenching.
Yeah.
Is really a
problem. But it's something that, you know, I don't know that this whole thing would have affected me the way it's affecting me now if I was younger. So as you get older, the pain, as soon as we get off air, I'm taking another Vicodin. You know, because
he's popping pills.
Listen, man, I've become a junkie in the last week. Uh-huh. I mean, before long, I run out of these Vicodin, I'll be doing handies behind the Kmart to make money.
Well, this is going
to
be real good for the documentary of the show.
We're going to need video.
Yeah.
The whole third act is you putting your life back together.
Yeah, right.
Then
right.
We do the show again.
Now he's got, oh my God, now he's got a neck tattoo.
What is that, the walk hard or whatever?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Wrong kid died.
Giving handies behind the Kmart.
And you don't take medication.
No.
I mean, you're not...
No.
You're not a person...
Oh, listen to me. Every time I take one of these Vicodin, I'm like... Don't do it.
Don't.
You're going to get hooked. You're going to get hooked.
This is it.
Yeah. This is it.
You know, you're like, I'm going to walk it off. And I'm like, okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've walked it off my whole life. But this, I mean, tooth pain.
Which is really impressive with your legs.
Yeah. Stop it. Yeah, see, that's mean.
What are you going to do, pop a pill about it?
I might now that I'm addicted. Now that I'm addicted.
Running to the shelter of now, your mother's little helper.
Now we're calling them beer nuts.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What a drag it is getting old.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? You ever met anybody that says, I'm so glad I'm this age?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever met anybody that said that? It's like, you're out of your mind.
Shut up.
Yeah. Do you already have dementia? What's wrong with you?
But at the same time, I'm glad I'm not a teenager anymore.
That's the problem, is that my mind is, I'm still there.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I'm still there.
You got stuck.
Yeah.
Arrested development.
It just blows my mind that I'm having all these later in life issues. It's like, what's this?
Well, what did you think?
Where's my mom?
What did you think was going to happen if you kept
man, yeah. It's better to burn out than fade away.
I guess, yeah.
Because fading away is very painful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With people's hands in your mouth.
Oh, my God. I've had more fingers in my mouth lately than I care to ever have in my mouth ever again. And they're garbed in latex, mm-hmm. which is always a great flavor.
Lovely.
What's your favorite flavor of latex? Rubber. You know. Yeah, that's what they should do. That's it. That's our $1 billion idea.
Flavored
These doctors
gloves.
Need to flavor up their gloves.
Oh my God.
He's got purple gloves on. We're looking for some grape. You know what I mean?
Oops.
Crazy. Those are crazy. So,
they've got the red ones on, strawberry, cherry, or biohazard.
Yeah. Green, I'm hoping green apple.
Snot.
Snot.
Lime. Gross. Like Harry Potter, yeah. Every flavored
yeah,
beans.
Right.
You never know what's going to be in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want, you know, red, yellow.
Yellow ones are banana. You know what I mean?
You get the throw up flavor one.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's like when you go and test out candles for your house and you smell smelling all the candles.
What was the one? The
family thing, gathering. Yeah, it smelled like farts and shoes, socks. It was gross.
Smelling
family gathering.
Who's family?
Who? What? Did somebody just fart in this jar?
They need to go home.
What is this?
What did you eat yesterday? I hope I'm not serving it today.
Gross. Yeah. Something else that could be really gross is I saw this thing, and I saw actually a post of your stuff on your Facebook, because I'm trolling you.
Me?
I'm just kidding. But
did he say he was trolling me on Facebook?
You know, I don't even know how to do that. But on your Facebook, there was a post about in your community where you grew up in Bexley, are these community refrigerators.
Yes.
Community fridges. And now all of a sudden, since I saw that, now they're like popping up everywhere, these community fridges. And to me, it's a great idea, but I can see where it could go really wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I mean, I guess you're supposed to, there's got to be rules. It's not like we just had our Thanksgiving dinner, and whatever we didn't eat, I'm going to take it over to the community fridge because I can't fit it in my fridge.
No.
You know what I mean? It's got to be all
pre-packaged,
still packaged and stuff
unopened,
like that.
Unopened,
right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't want anybody coughed on it or fingered it or whatever.
Right. No, I'm sure there are guidelines of, you know, prepackaged, but if you want to donate a gallon of milk,
right?
Cheese.
But there's got to be okay. So let's talk about that milk. Okay, so you've got this community fridge. You can't just set up a community fridge. You now have to have a team that goes and monitors what's in there.
Right.
So it's basically you're setting up a mini grocery store. Because you've got to change those shelves around to see what's in there what's dated. And
a refrigerated food pantry.
You don't want somebody rolling up, oh, I'd love a glass of milk. And, oh, this is from like 4 weeks ago.
Well, yeah. You don't,
rolling the dice.
Now we're having cottage cheese.
You don't want to turn it into the science project fridge, which ours occasionally gets there.
Every week.
In our community fridge.
Well.
It's like, okay, so I'm not sure what this is, and I'm not sure if it's yours or mine.
Yeah.
And I don't know whose bowl it is, but I've been tripping over this for a couple of months.
Did you say tripping because we talked about the Grateful Dead?
Maybe. Is it okay with you? Is this your bowl? may I throw the whole thing away?
And if it's just bad, just burn it.
Just the way it is, I'm afraid to open it.
Yeah.
I do not recognize this bowl.
Yep, gross. One of the things that I thought about doing on this show this week, and we might do it next week, have you heard about the Sprite burp challenge?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy each one of us a 12-ounce or whatever they are bottle of Sprite.
Okay.
And we have to sort of drink it as fast as we can.
I'm going to the diabetes.
And the first one who burps loses.
You should get Hannah on the show.
I've seen these videos of these Sprite burp challenges, and it is unbelievable the sounds that are coming out of these people. It was like, oh my God. I remember drinking Sprite when it first came out.
Can we have diet Sprite, or does it have to be regular?
I don't think it matters. I just think it, so. I mean, I remember back in the day,
I could drink a regular sugared.
I don't know, but
Sprite.
Remember back in the day, we were so bold. We used to, test stuff on the show. We tested all those craft beers. We tested all those different pizzas, and
the pizzas
were good.
The pizzas were pizzas most,
were fantastic.
Yeah.
Mike's Pizza, best pizza.
Mike's Pizza was good. The one up off of Oakhurst, Beach Pizza.
Beach Pizza.
That was the bomb. That was the one that was the bomb. Mike's is good. Mike's is really good. But the Beach Pizza was, that was the one.
Yeah,
we should do that again.
What about that one? What's that place?
We should test food.
Mm-hmm. What's that place up in Seminole? The mom and pop place.
Oh, right.
Millie and Howard's or
Charlie and Millie's,
right. We got one of those pizzas. We got like their heart attack pizza or whatever it was.
Their Alka-Seltzer pizza.
Alka-Seltzer pizza, right. Yeah.
That was actually, there was a car, when we first moved into the house in Seminole.
Right.
In 1998, Charlie and Millie's business card was taped inside the cabinet with Alka-Seltzer pizza written in pen on it. Business card with the phone number. This is what you order. And we did. Charlie and Millie's is really good.
It was good. It was good pizza. I mean, listen, I don't know that I've ever had a bad pizza. You know what I mean? I mean, pizza's good. Pizza's just good. I mean, it's all different.
It's hard to mess up.
Yeah. It is hard to mess it up.
It's, yeah. I mean, you really have to.
There's not much to it.
I think I managed with the Totino's, with the added, what did you bring home?
That was fantastic. Are you kidding?
The flavor was good, but the new Totino's pizzas are square.
No, oh, right. Yeah.
And unless you line them up correctly on your rack in the oven, and if you add stuff, it
falls through.
It falls through because it shrinks.
Yep.
And now on the bottom of your oven is half the cheese and the toppings that you put on along the edges.
Yeah.
Flavor was great.
Who's the greatest female singer of all time?
All time?
All time?
Yeah. Mm. And when I heard this, I was like, well, what genre? Okay, let's say rock and roll. Who's the greatest female singer in rock and roll, voice wise? I mean, obviously.
Rock and roll.
In rock and roll.
Probably, what's her name from Heart?
Oh, Nancy Wilson?
Yeah,
she's very good.
Pretty good.
Also, who's very good is Pat Benatar.
I was
going to
say Pat Benatar.
Stevie Nicks, Debbie Dan Gray, Stevie Nicks. Yep. What about, who was I going to say? Let's see. We've got Stevie Nicks.
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar. Listen, I think Susan Tedeschi's got a great voice, too.
But is she in rock and roll?
She's more blues.
I was going to say.
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
Another great voice. That's Paul Hundley said that.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. Very good.
Blondie.
Nancy Wilson. Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline. Was that considered rock and roll back in the day? Maybe. That was early rock and roll, but I think that was more country. But beautiful voice, though.
Beautiful voice.
For sure. For sure.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah. Best. Yeah. I'm thinking if I had to go with one,
It's hard.
But we didn't even mention Janis.
Right. But that it depends.
We didn't mention Janis because Janis was true rock and roll gritty.
Grit.
Right.
Grit is right. The word.
So it's almost like what do you want to hear?
Exactly. You can't say that this one is better than that one.
What about Amy Winehouse?
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
I don't know if that's rock and roll.
That's not rock and roll.
That's more pop, I guess.
Exactly.
So many from the 70s. Right, I agree. Debbie Dan Gray, so many from the 70s. Totally agree with that. Gene Stapleton. Gene Stapleton, wasn't that Edith Bunker?
Edith Bunker. I sing just like her. Whoever you are, I love you. Come on over. We'll sing.
Paul Hundley. No, Christmas. Was her name really Jean Stapleton?
I think it was. I'm going to look it
up. Edith Bunker.
True rocker and a roller.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I know you can do the voice. Do the voice.
I can't.
The voice.
Archie.
Oh, do you want me to sing?
Do you want It'll another sound beer, just like Archie? Gene Stapleton was Edith Bunker, right?
I'm looking it up right now. Yep.
Gene Stapleton. Was she like a member of the Doors and I don't know anything about it?
But remember the opening to the show?
Oh, right.
Where they sang at the piano? Yeah,
right,
right. Block that out.
Okay, that's me sitting at the piano singing at Christmas.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is? I can hear Paul right now at home singing that song.
That song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably doing the voices as well. Right? He's doing the Archie, and then he's doing Gene Stapleton.
Right, yeah.
We love!
Okay, we need to do these quotes. First one says, wish we could crossbreed the mosquitoes and the lightning bugs. At least then we could see them coming.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
How about that, right? when you can be anything you want, an asshole seems to be a really odd choice.
Yes.
This one says, some men improve the world only by leaving it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Oscar Wilde said that. This one says, it's a ship of fools and we're all passengers.
Yes.
I think it's sinking.
And we're sinking.
Yep. And this one says, knowing how to cook an omelet, wipe your own ass, and roll a decent joint. These are all the basic life skills every self-respecting adult should master. That's from Anthony Bourdain. And this one says, that Kennedy curse. It's taking its sweet ass time with RFK Jr. Yeah, right. And this one says, transgender people aren't what they used to be.
Right, well, dad joke.
That's it, folks. Anyway, Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Thank you for all the participation.
Yes.
That's always been enjoy great. That. Yeah. Love that. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend.
If you haven't had I don't want to be a whore or anything like that, but if you haven't had a chance to vote for us yet for the creative loafing, best of the bay.
Vote.
It's still out there. You have until what, September or something like that?
I think it's August 20th.
August 20th.
Or and from what I've figured out, we're in like third place for podcasts.
In sixth place for radio
show. For radio show, which is fine.
It is fine because we're behind shows that do their show every day. So we do it once a week.
And and if we can come in third.
Unacceptable. Fake accounts. Vote as many times as you can.
Right. If we can come in third in something, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
I would be over the moon.
Yeah, me too.
Get your dead relatives to vote.
Dad. No, stop.
Damn it. Ty, you have anything you want to add? Anything, any news?
I don't know.
Nothing. I want to say that I was thrilled at about the halfway point when you opened the curtains. It's the first time I've seen the tree out there during the show in a while. It was like, wow, this really is the Treehouse Studio.
It was raining, and the sun wasn't blasting in. Mm-hmm.
I will also say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time. And again, thank you so much for everybody that listens to the show, and thank you so much for everybody that participates and plays along. It really does mean a lot to not just me, but I think it means a lot to Steph and Ty as well.
All of us. Whatever. Because stop your whatever. I got a whatever.
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 Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We speak to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next week. Try to stay cool and be safe. See you next week.
That's all, folks.